That's disappointing. They worked their butts off tonight. They're going to fall short. 5-3. Going to be the final as San Jose controls it. 35-19. The shots finish up in favor of the Anaheim Ducks. And might as well get to the post game right now. So just some general thoughts from here before we take a break.
It's just unfortunate. Yep. You come into San Jose facing a team that has had more lows than highs this season, and it's never easy. Once again, this just defines the National Hockey League. It is never easy. Certainly wasn't here tonight as the Ducks fall short, but look, it's going back to the drawing board. It's a quick turnaround. I mean, really, the drawing board is all you have. You have no pregame skate to really fine-tune things on a quick turnaround. You got a drawing board. You got to sharpen the tools. You got to figure out some of the X's and O's and just clean a lot up because, look, this should have been the Ducks here tonight.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, it'll be Emerson and Alexis for a few minutes before we head home via airline and get ready for the game against the Rangers tomorrow. You're listening to DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Enrique Iglesias, Ricky Martin, Pitbull. The party continues. Three global superstars in a once-in-a-lifetime show. The Trilogy Tour. Enrique, Ricky, Pitbull. Live in Anaheim. Honda Center, Saturday, February 3rd. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Baby, I'm a fireball.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit PPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 exciting promotional nights. Arrive early at select games to snag special limited edition giveaway items. You won't want to miss the special legacy nights, each with its own bobblehead giveaway for the first 10,000 fans. Fan favorite themed games like Lunar New Year and Chalk Day are back, and so are Women in Sports Night, Angels Night, and more. See all dates and giveaways at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream.
You're
You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom with you, talking about this 5-3 loss for the Anaheim Ducks on the road against the San Jose Sharks tonight. Really, the Ducks seem to have all the momentum in this. If you look at their shots on goal, 35, the Sharks only 19 in this game. But Emerson, they just couldn't put some of those pucks away.
AD, I'm flustered right now up here in the booth, just questioning a lot. How did this happen here tonight? San Jose has, and I mentioned it right after the game concluded, that a lot more lows than highs this season, and for the Ducks to play so well at so many different parts of this hockey game and to not come out with the win, it's truly unfortunate.
And there were some interesting goals that were a part of this game too, just some back and forth play overall. So let's get into the highlights from this one, starting in that first period. I mean, there was some early saves that Mackenzie Blackwood had, and it was pretty phenomenal, but not long into the period, there was a goal by Philip Zadina. Eventually, it was looked at by the referees as the Ducks did challenge that one, and it was considered offside.
Here comes a chance for San Jose, and they fire the puck wide. Not close to Gibson that time, bounced off the glass. Carpenter centers it, and they score this time on a redirect in front of John, and the goal crease by Philip Zadina. They mob him. San Jose gets the first tally of the game. It's 1-0.
After the coach's challenge, it was determined that the play was offside. Therefore, we have no goal.
All right. Hey, we get a break here. Offside. We didn't get really a good look. I'm trying to see it up here for the first time. And they stick handle. Move in. Carpenter was offside by just a matter of inches. That's
good job on the Anaheim Ducks coaching staff for realizing that and being quick to action.
Emerson, as you said, good on the Anaheim Ducks coaching staff to see that one. And really, that was a very odd goal if it had not been offside.
Yeah, and it was something that I was able to catch on an earlier game this year, predicting an outside or an offside and negating a goal. But that one, the play was seemingly behind a little that puck. It was the puck, so it's almost like the bodies, it seemed, were onside, but the puck just nestled right out of the wheelhouse before gaining zone. So, it was something that I didn't anticipate and see early on, and luckily the Anaheim coaching staff did.
So no goals in that first period. The Ducks out shooting the Sharks 12-2 after one frame of play. But it was the Sharks that ultimately got on the board first in that second period, as Mark Edward Vlasic had the goal off a backhand pass from Logan Couture.
Petrano, front of shot, and a right pad save there.
And a brilliant effort from Cam Fowler. Here comes San Jose the other way.
2-on-1, they come centering feed, they score! That's Mark Edward Vlasic. The guy has been here, it seems like, since the start of the franchise. He gets the goal, only his second of the year, and San Jose jumps ahead 1-0.
So the Sharks getting a goal there on the 2-on-1. You know, it was that started all the goals eventually in that second period. But Emerson, did you kind of see that play unfolding?
Well, look, it's a player in which this San Jose Sharks didn't have for some time. And Logan Couture making his entry back from injury. And it, he was noticeable. He was effective. And, you know, that's what has made him such a good player in the National Hockey League for so long. It's just that smooth transition from forehand to backhand in one motion, slinging a sauce pass over to a weak side Vlasic for the finish. But what a play. And the fact that he's back with San Jose, it gives them one more weapon to work with.
Now 17 seconds later, down on the other side of the ice, Mackenzie Blackwood behind the net. The puck gets out in front. Jackson Lacombe shoots the puck. Did it cross the line? Well, the referees reviewed it, and it was a good goal, 15-21 into that second period.
Here comes Anaheim, trying to clear the puck. Gus Lindstrom will fire in from near the blue line. Puck is center for Carlson out of the net. Oh, and they got a save, or did the puck cross the goal line? A tough decision coming here. The referee says no goal.
After review, it was determined that the puck crossed the goal line. We have a goal.
Now, this one was a good goal. Jackson Lacombe's first goal in the NHL. Sort of an odd first goal for him, Emerson, but you have to imagine, you know, it's good to get that monkey off his back.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting after he's done playing hockey, showing his grandkids his first National Hockey League goal, because that'd be something to replay. But what a moment for him. Hey, they don't ask how. He got it done, and congrats to Jackson Lacombe for his first. It's got to be a good feeling. It's a player that we continue to just really look forward to, that boost, that jump in his offensive game. Certainly head coach Greg Cronin has talked time and time again about seeing that potential, seeing that ceiling on display for Jackson Lacombe. And look, he gets it done, and that was a big goal at the moment for the Ducks.
And then it was the next 4 to 5 minutes of that period that we saw a few more goals, two of them being for San Jose. Kyle Burrows getting a goal, extending their lead 2-1, and then extending the lead 3-1 was Fabian Zetterlund. But the period would not end before the Ducks were able to get back on the board, this time a goal from Adam Henrik.
Here's Terry, a shot loose in front. The puck deflects off a shark stick behind the net. Throwing in front, and Anaheim scores with 3.8 to go in the second period. And folks, this has been a crazy second period, but the Ducks will get a little momentum from this, having a goal scored off the stick of Adam Henrik. 3.8 left. We have ourselves another close score.
Plenty of net front presence as a part of that. The Ducks were in within one goal in this second period, so ending it down, just like I said, one goal going into the final frame. John Gibson coming up with some huge saves in that third period, but San Jose was able to get another goal, this time Jan Ruda hitting the puck off of Mason McTavish and going in 12:15 into the third.
Here's Hoffman getting the puck. They move in, Ruda shoots, he scores! Off of John Gibson's equipment. Boy, and that's a huge goal for the host, and this crowd explodes. The Sharks have 4, the Ducks now stuck on 2.
But then the Ducks were able to get another power play opportunity, and on that, it was Mason McTavish who was on the far side. Troy Terry found him as a part of that. 15-11 into that third period.
40 seconds left in the minor penalty to Sturm. Terry dishing off, score! A feed on the other side of the ice. And the puck is shot in by Mason McTavish, who gets a big score to cut the San Jose margin to 4-3 late.
Now, the Ducks did pull John Gibson at the end of the game, hoping to get one more goal, but they were not able to. Tomas Hertl getting an empty netter for San Jose. The Ducks falling in this one 5-3, and we have plenty to talk about it in this post-game show, so don't go anywhere.
Oh, my God. Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair-accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
WWE Monday Night Raw returns to Orange County for the first time in 6 years. You'll see WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth freaking Rollins.
Who's the kid now?
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
May the best man win.
Nia Jax. The main event, Jey Uso. Oh. Damian Priest. Becky Lynch.
I am the man.
And more. Honda Center, 4:30 p.m. Monday, February 19th. Tickets start at just $25 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go. Be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot today.
Game show, Alexis Downey with you right now to talk about this Ducks loss on the road tonight in San Jose to the Sharks. And it kicked off a back-to-back as the Ducks will be back at it, but at home tomorrow, taking on the New York Rangers. So, honestly, when you look at the final score of this game, and then if you look at the shots on goal, pretty surprising overall. I already kind of mentioned that in the last segment, but San Jose only 19 shots on goal, 2 in the first period, and we were halfway through the game before they even were able to get to 4 shots on goal. So kind of surprising when you look at the final end result of this game, but I want to talk about some of the goals that San Jose had in this game, because ultimately that was kind of what led to obviously the final. But in looking at some of those goals, it was just some unfortunate bounces in the sense of, you know, the puck goes off Mason McTavish, goes past John Gibson in the net. That was the third period goal. I went and looked at Fabian Zetterlund's goal as well, short side high, winning the puck battle on the wall with Jackson Lacombe on that entrance in the second period. You just got to win those wall battles sometimes, and the Ducks were falling short in some of that tonight. They weren't winning their battles at points in this game. And turning the puck over, that has been, you know, that's a storyline the Ducks have kind of dealt with at points in the season, and we saw some of that tonight because that is what happened when the San Jose Sharks were able to get one of their goals. That coming on their second goal, it was Brock McGinn that let that one go in the D zone, and ultimately it was Kyle Burrows that got the goal as a part of that one. So just a couple things that, you know, those little mistakes, they add up, and that's kind of what led to some of the Sharks' opportunities, and they capitalized on them, and unfortunately that's just the way this game went. So let's get to some of your thoughts on this game from the text messages that we've received. The first one that we got from Henry, he said, frustrating, and that's about all I have to say about that. Yes, Henry, I think we all feel the same way, and I know Emerson did too before he had to hop on the plane and get back here to SoCal. So, like I said, just a lot of little mistakes in this game, and San Jose was able to capitalize on them. Just small things in the game that didn't go the Ducks' way. As I mentioned, not winning their battles. Little things like that. Also, in going into this game tonight, San Jose was a team that tied for first in the NHL in blocked shots. They block a lot of shots, but it was kind of the opposite tonight because the Ducks actually led in that category tonight, 20 blocked shots by Anaheim, and then San Jose not too far behind. They had 8 in this game, but the Ducks kind of struggling to finish some of their big opportunities. Troy Terry had a couple chances that were potentially very high danger, scoring chances, not ending, you know, in his favor, falling down on even one of those chances. So overall, just, again, frustrating. I feel that, Henry. So I completely understand where you're coming from. All right, another text that we received here. I don't care about number one pick Celebrini. I want us to win. This hurts because this Ducks team is better than the Sharks, and we didn't prove it. No, not in this one tonight. But, you know, I think back to that first meeting between the Ducks and Sharks. Anaheim came out flying in that game, a 4-1 win, put a lot of pucks on net, had two power play goals in that game. So, you know, I think maybe if they're able to garner some of that energy for the next meeting, which is actually just around the corner, that's going to be next Wednesday, not this week, but the following week to end the month of January. So we're going to see San Jose pretty soon. I think it's 11 days that we play them in the span of 11 days. It's two times. So going to have to make up for it next time when we take on the Sharks. Another text that we received: valiant effort from the Ducks. They deserved a better fate. No doubt that Troy Terry was the Ducks' best and most dangerous player on the ice, making plays for others and himself. He was consistently moving and was direct to the slot and net all night. The Ducks are getting more power play opportunities now. They just need to capitalize on more of them like they did tonight. That was read from Buena Park. So, yeah, I mentioned that in the broadcast tonight. I really like Troy Terry's play, you know, besides those couple scoring chances that didn't end up going his way. He did overall have a really good night for the Ducks. He had five shots on goal, had a multi-point game, two assists as a part of it. Adam Henrique also a multi-point game, a goal and an assist in this game. And Rico's goal coming at a really important time in the end of that second period to keep the game close before the Sharks were able to take that lead and run with it. But yeah, you know, Troy Terry, he has to step up. I mean, you think about this front end now. No Trevor Zegras, no Alex Killorn. You know, Leo Carlson, it's been great having him back. And man, did he really make a difference on the one zone entry that led to that goal. That was Adam Henrique's goal in the end of the second period. I mean, he took that puck, and that's what he likes to do. And we've already seen so much of that from him. He's that playmaker. He opens the ice up for the guys around him, and that's what he did. Found Adam Henrique, didn't get that first chance. Troy Terry goes around the backside of the net, gets the puck, finds Henrique again. They're battling at the net front. That net front presence is something that we talk a lot about because the Ducks have kind of struggled with that this season, but they were able to get it on that goal, and they were rewarded. And that was something also that Jakob Silfverberg talked after the first period on Duck Stream with Steve and Emerson about, just being able to capitalize on those second chances and getting more traffic to the net. The Ducks maybe could have done a little bit better with that overall tonight. They were getting the shots off from outside, not quite getting to the net, maybe on some of them. But you also have to hand it to Mackenzie Blackwood. He did a good job in net tonight, coming up big for the Sharks. And we know that the season that they've had has been a lot of down. So certainly, you know, Mackenzie Blackwood was probably feeling good after this game tonight. And same with the rest of the San Jose Sharks, especially having Logan Couture back. That's a big addition back into their lineup tonight. And obviously, he did make a difference as he was also in the back in the lineup tonight. You know, he had a point in his return. A couple guys with multi-point games in this one, Zetterlund and Hurdle, both multi-point games for the Sharks. So unfortunate for the Ducks. You know, there's just one, it's one of those nights that things weren't going their way. And, you know, I feel like there was, like I said, some battles that they could have won, and the Sharks were taking advantage of the opportunities that they had, trying to get more time in the zone, and the Ducks trying to, you know, they had some failed clears here and there, and it's just those little things that didn't go their way, and that's what led to the outcome tonight. So we're going to keep talking about it on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere, and we will keep going with this post-game show.
Join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Hold On To It by Tim McGraw. Now playing on the Big 615.
I'm Tim McGraw.
Hold on.
The Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today. There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Tailgate radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
We're back with the post-game show on DuckStream, wrapping up this Ducks loss on the road to the San Jose Sharks, kicking off a back-to-back for the team, taking on the New York Rangers tomorrow at Honda Center. That's a 5:30 game on Sunday evening. We'll have the pregame show for you at 5 o'clock. And as I am talking right now, it looks like they just finished up their game against the LA Kings, falling 2-1 the final there. And that'll be interesting to see, you know, how the Rangers are going to respond tomorrow after they also have a back-to-back. So two teams on back-to-backs, it's not easy, and I'm expecting maybe some tired legs, but hopefully not from the Ducks, because I think this one tonight is going to sting a little bit for them. Obviously, I mean, you fall to the San Jose Sharks, the worst team in the league, unfortunately, but to be fair, and something that we did talk about in the pregame show, Gus Lindstrom specifically noted it in his conversation with Steve Carroll. He doesn't feel like this Sharks team, their record shows what their play is on the ice. And I think back to the first time we saw them back in November. And I mean, I thought it did, in the sense of I did not think, you know, the Sharks were a team that the Ducks, you know, were anywhere close to. The Ducks are way better in that game. But tonight it felt like they were able to take advantage of a lot of opportunities and obviously find their way on the score sheet, you know, always finding a way to get some goals here. And like I said, that's just been the difference in this one tonight, the turnovers. And that was another thing I did mention already, but the turnovers specifically in the start of the third period, the Ducks had a good jump to start that third period, but then they had a couple turnovers that led to San Jose getting some sustained ozone time for themselves. And just, it just wasn't good to see. You know, John Gibson had to come up big with some big saves. He had that huge one on Duclair, and that's when things started to get a little physical between Radko Gudas and Kyle Burrows as a part of that. But, you know, it's just kind of the way the game went. It wasn't as physical overall as I thought it might have been. It did get a little bit. We saw that big hit on Vaakanainen. Good to see that he was okay. But I just felt like this game kind of went by pretty quickly tonight. And as we saw, I mean, many goals scored in the span of just 5 minutes in the end of the second period. That's when a lot of the action was happening. So overall, this is a game that I'm sure the Ducks are going to want to put behind them and hopefully come out with a different sense of energy tomorrow. Hopefully not have those tired legs that I did mention, and hopefully that's just on the Rangers' end. Also, I do want to note that top line tonight with Adam Henrik, Troy Terry, and Leo Carlson. You know, Adam Henrik, a veteran player, gets bumped up to the top line to replace Alex Killorn. I really liked the chemistry that Killorn, Carlson, and Terry were building with Leo's return back into the lineup. I thought that the three of them were playing very well together. It's really starting to build that chemistry. So it's such a shame that Killorn is now out 4 to 6 weeks with his injury. But, you know, that has just been this story of the Ducks season. It's been so hard. I've talked about it many times, but just seeing all these injuries that has depleted this Ducks lineup. It's hard to find that consistency. And that's, again, another storyline that I've talked about quite a bit this season, is just finding that consistency in their game. And it's hard to do when you have guys coming in and out of the lineup. And on that end too, you know, Alex Killorn, a guy that was playing on the power play. Interesting to note, Sam Carrick slotted in on the first unit tonight. And I kind of liked that decision a little bit. More of a physical type guy, and you know, someone that'll get to the net and make plays. So I liked seeing Sam Carrick getting some time on the power play. Just a different option, I thought, for that first unit. And I'm curious to see, you know, if they keep with that or if that'll change after this game or not. But I liked him there on that first unit tonight. So, and then also just looking at a couple more stats from this game. I know I mentioned Troy Terry, 5 shots on goal. And then missed shots. I mean, he had 4 of them tonight. And I talked about some of those big chances that he had, those missed opportunities, mostly coming in that second period. But obviously that's showing on the stat sheet too, because there was times where he could have had definitely more than what he did and maybe even buried some of those and could have been a difference maker tonight. But it's hard to just say that because it was an overall team effort from this one tonight in San Jose. So that's about all I have to say about this game tonight. I feel like, as you all agree, you know, it was a frustrating loss for the Ducks. They don't want to lose to a team like San Jose, especially, you know, having that rivalry in the state of California, but also in just knowing where the Sharks are at. The Ducks are much better, and unfortunately that just wasn't quite on display tonight. But you know what was on display tonight? Our friends in San Diego, the Gulls, they got a win tonight over the Abbotsford Canucks. 4-3 was the final there. So congrats to the Gulls. They were able to get the win tonight, and they're going to be playing tomorrow once again against the Canucks. So I had a great conversation with Matt McIlvain on the episode of Light the Lamp just the other day, and he just talked a lot about the development of some of the guys down there. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to that yet, I would recommend doing so. You can learn a little bit about the rookies down there, specifically Olin Zellweger, who was selected as the team's all-star, because it's very interesting just to talk about how they've really started to develop and where the team is at. You know, they had that losing streak for a while during their season, but the Gulls able to get on track as of late, and especially in the new year. So as for the Ducks, as I said, a 5:30 game tomorrow against the Rangers. They have 4 games once again this week. So they have that nice little break that I talked about, but they're back at it tonight. And then 4 Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, a lot of games on the slate and a lot of hockey to be played. So looking forward to seeing what the Ducks are able to pull together tomorrow when they take on the Rangers. And as I said, a 5 o'clock pregame show for you. It's a Mighty Oath game if you're heading to the game. So hoping to hear some loud Ducks fans at Honda Center tomorrow to cheer on their team against the Rangers. And you can come back after the break, as we'll have the Ducks and Sharks replay for you. But otherwise, thank you for tuning in to the post-game show. I hope you had a great Saturday and you enjoy the time before the game tomorrow. Hopefully tuning in for that game tomorrow against the Rangers as well, and hope you're enjoying your weekend. So once again, you're listening to Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. This guitar about as hard as a paint. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. Thank God. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen. It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Everything Everywhere
by Noah Kahan and Gracie Abrams.
Now playing on Adult Alternative.
Oh, everywhere, everything. Wanna love you to perfume for the words to eat. Till our fingers decompose. Keep my hand in yours.
Hear this music and more on TuneIn. Discover your new favorite sound today.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man. Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BBVI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
NHL's premier esports event is back with the EA Sports NHL 24 World Championship. It's a whole new season of tournaments, events, and prizes. Rep your favorite club and play EA Sports NHL 24 for a chance to compete at NHL events and compete for a share of $150,000 against the best gamers in the world. Register now at NHL.com/NHL24.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 exciting promotional nights. Arrive early at select games to snag special limited edition giveaway items. You won't want to miss out on special legacy nights, each with its own bobblehead giveaway for the first 10,000 fans. Fan favorite theme nights like Lunar New Year and Chalk Day are back, and so are Women in Sports Night, Angels Night, and more. See all dates and giveaways at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.